There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad I do it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step up, baby, I'm coming after you.
Hey, welcome to MAA2. Let's try FTH. From the helicarrier to the deuce. I'm thinking about getting on that airplane and getting excited about where I'm going. All right, so this is the Douche Recover MAA2, and this is a little bit different. So we don't really have headlines. They don't break a whole lot of news on us, which is cool. It's still a baby game, and we're down with that. We are heavy with the emails and the discussions. So we'll hit about where we are in the game and then do the emails. So, Ibbett, where are you?
Sure.
Where do you want to go?
I have recruited 1901 Captain America. The brand new character.
Nice. So they introduced you really focused week. On your task then.
I did, yeah. And it was pretty easy with autoplay, actually.
Yeah.
Really helped because it was basically like, oh, I need to kill a bunch of Hydra. Great. All right, let's just find a Hydra heavy chapter and go through there. I've been working a lot on four starring Angela because I think she's the next character I want to take up to four star.
Cool.
So really been focusing on getting her up to snuff. And there were a lot of parallels, like a lot of things that I could tackle simultaneously. The only thing that was kind of like a, well, I better use some gold to do it, was the freaking scouting missions. I hate the new speed rate at which scouting missions refill.
It's very slow.
Basically, it's way too slow. It shouldn't be one a day. It should be three a day. In a 24-hour period, you should be able to do three scouting missions. If you want my opinion on it, I think that's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, they said they took away free scouting missions, which was when you would complete some of your tasks, you'd get a free scouting mission, and it built up. I did not know they took away the 24-hour regeneration at the same time, and that is a little sucky. That's a little
slow. They basically made it so that you get 12 of those points a day. And so you basically can do one scouting mission a day. It's really, really a drag. The gold, the five gold still refills it to 36. And so that's kind of where my gold has been going lately is scouting missions. But there's so much stuff that you need from the scouting missions, not just to complete the 1901 Captain America tasks, but you know, things you need to four-star some of your characters, or three-star some of your characters, you need to do a lot of scouting missions. Of course, the biggie thing, right, is all those solitaires that you need to take your characters to new levels. So the fact that those roulettes still drop the things you need very infrequently, and you get the replenished supply of points to do your scouting missions, together it's too much of a hurdle for scouting missions. Either make it so that you're guaranteed a solitaire every time you do it, or make it that the points replenish back to the way they were three a day. But right now it's just too few and far.
Grindy. It's very slow. Although
it's way too grindy. Yeah.
The fact, and it's still the drop rate is lower, but the fact that you can get the solitaires just in regular scouting mission play actually let me level up Agent 13.
It's an improvement there. Yeah, I will say that the roulettes are better, but it shouldn't be a slow fill to a chance at getting a solitaire. It needs to either be a slow fill to a guaranteed solitaire, or a fast fill to a chance at a solitaire. If that makes sense.
Yes. It's
too much one or the other.
Agree.
I'm sorry. It's too much to have both. It should be one or the other. Okay.
Should be one or the other, yeah.
But I've been playing with 1901 Captain America. I've got him up to like level 28 thanks to some stockpiles of ISO juice that I've had in there. He is a fun character to play. He's basically steampunk, like we were talking about last week. He's steampunk Captain America. He's got a decoy ability, which basically means that he can be an AOE target. So usually it is your single targets have to hit a character that's protecting.
Sure.
But with decoy, the AOE attacks have to hit this character.
Interesting.
So it's a very cool new thing. He's also, his build up is power. No, I'm sorry. His build up is pressure because of his little steam tanks. And when he gets a full tank of 100% pressure, all of his abilities turn into a single heal ability that heals your whole team.
Nice.
So the more you use him, you know, the more you use those attacks, the more pressure builds. It's way slower. It's not like, you know, it's like a few, and you're building to 100, so you get a few points at a time. But it does make a very nice thing when you can unleash his full team heal. He's a fun character. He's definitely a fun character to play. Another tough thing with him, though, is that I guess this is the same with any of the characters you get. You only get a couple of abilities to start off with. And it seems like red tanks have been harder ever since I've been farming for Angela, building her up to her 4-star. So I've only got his original 2 abilities, and I did spring 400 to get his other heal ability, which is okay. It's not great. But regardless, he's a character you should go for. He's fun.
Is he a better version of Iron Fist?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Because Iron Fist seems like you can build him to fight or you can build him to heal, but to try to mix it kind of makes him weak.
You know what? I'm using him as kind of the combo right now. I've got 2 attack abilities and 1 heal ability. Well, 2 really if you count his recharge ability is also a heal, a minor heal. So right now, my Iron Fist is balanced, is built for balance, and he's one of my favorites.
Cool. I like him too, but mine is a healing truck. Which means he doesn't hit that hard because I only have 1 decent hitting.
Right, so you've got the single target heal and the double target heal.
And then whatever he's still for his attack.
He's still a way better healer than 1901 Captain America. Okay. And 1901 Captain America doesn't hit super hard, so he's not going to jump into my PvP. I'll definitely say that much.
Gotcha.
But
now Steampunk Cap Lance Dragoon says, don't forget his victory pose. Looks like he should be in Sailor Moon or Power Rangers.
Totally true. Yeah, totally true. He's goofy.
That sounds goofy.
Yep.
Somebody disappeared on me. Ant-Man disappeared on me the other day. He pulled a Winter Soldier, and I didn't even get to see when I killed him. I just knew he was dead because the game ended. But yeah,
it's almost like he shrunk out of sight. Basically, is what happened.
Yeah, I think he's in the vortex or whatever they call that thing, never to come back.
Right.
But steampunk Cap sounds like a lot of fun. They've definitely made the task easy enough. You can, like you were doing, Ibbet, you can focus on them and get them done. I've been focusing on them. I'm about halfway through all of them, I think. To whatever point I can focus. Autoplay is a saint in this game.
It is.
2x speed. Oh, you can definitely get through a lot of this stuff a lot faster now, and I love it.
It is and it isn't. Let's talk about a little issue with autoplay.
Hit it.
One problem with autoplay is forgetting to turn it off. And you go into PvP, and what I do is, you know, I'm doing this, you know, I've got this, my iPad up while I'm working on other things. So I'll say, oh, I'll do a quick PvP battle, and I'll start PvP, and then I'll maybe pull up my email and start looking at email while it loads PvP. And then I realize, oh, crap, it's playing for me. And oh, crap, 2 of my guys are dead already.
Yeah.
I almost wish that there were different settings for autoplay for both PvE and PvP, because it'd be nice to be able to say.
That'd be a nice little box, right? Because you hit the tab, the cheeseburger menu, whatever, and you can pick when it stops.
Yep.
Pick, you know, PvP or, you know, pick a box that's no PvP and you just click it. Mm-hmm. You know, therefore, when you go into PvP, it would just be neutralized. That would be good.
Yeah, exactly. And Lance Dargoon does point out, Electro, if you use Electro on autoplay, you just charging my resistors, maybe 1 attack, and then charging my resistors.
But he's the same in PvP on a defensive team as well.
Yes,
they charge a lot. It's bugged. Yeah. To me, it's bugged. It's like a broken, we need to change the AI type of thing. Maybe not a
exactly.
Bug. Exactly. But yeah, the AI is not correct. I well, you already got to it, and so does Kirstable here. Kirstable here says the autoplay PvP is horrible. Last week we mentioned maybe we'd use it, maybe we wouldn't. Well, I did not move too far into. I think I got the 15 total. I did not have a great experience on finishing PvP for Panther. I just gave up. The steam was out of me. It was my fault, but I gave up. But I said, like, why not? Since I'm not going to do crap with this thing, let me take an experiment for the team and see what happens. And it's laughable. You put autoplay on PvP, you will lose. You could be in the last spot on 25th level, and you'll still lose.
Yes, it's right.
Do not totally play autoplay in PvP. It's hilariously horrible. I heard Benny Hinn music. That was cool. Yep.
Yeah, especially with double speed. Speaking of PvP, forgot the fact that if you don't end the tournament in S, then you don't start at 15. You start all the way at the bottom of 25.
I wonder what triggered it to 25, because I started at 25 for sure. So
yeah,
I ask you.
Yeah, so I had to start from the bottom again. I'm already back up to like 17, so making my way back up. Here's the thing. PvP recharges so damn fast compared to everything else. It feels like if you're ever without something to do, you can almost always pop into PvP and do some battles there. That's how fast scouting, I think, should charge.
Oh, hey, talking about PvP and the fact that they give us heads up now. TF01 says Playdom has confirmed that autoplay for PvP will be changed. They have a list of fixes coming in 1.3.2 on the forums.
Cool. Oh, Teef, do you have a, if you can provide us a link, let's talk about it on the show.
Yeah, you remember what happened last time you clicked the link during the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Well, that was somebody's Imgur image, but yeah, good point. That's probably something maybe.
But Kirstable backs that up. He also said that he has gotten from a very reliable source that the difficulty level was not changed at all for PvP. It was just they took out the win streak. Hey, I got to tell you, man, it's been a grind and a half to go. I'm at 22. And it's like I'll try to play my three at this point. Because when I had the winning streak, I'm like, all right, I'll get that streak going. I'll play for an hour and a half, and just use my gold to refill my energy and keep rolling through until I lose, right? And it made me feel great. It made me have a lot of fun, and I knock out 10, sometimes 10 levels, whole levels in an hour in a play session. And I felt like I got a lot of bang for my buck. Now I'm like, ugh. So I'm going to do my battles. I'm going to win two, lose one, win one more, get my three. But every time without fail, if I jump up a level, and then it goes to a win one, lose one scenario instantly. And I have to turn the game off and come back, and then maybe I can win two or three in a row. Win streak notwithstanding, because obviously you lose it as soon as you jump up that next level, which means win streak means zilch in the higher levels, like 25 through 14 or whatever. Only in the lower levels, when you get more and more pips, does the win streak even matter anymore. But yeah, it's been such a grind, man. And when I say win one, lose one, I'll jump into. So today I got up to level 22, and which is really pissy. For it makes me so bad to even say that, because I've been playing PvP since they launched it the other day. And so anyway, I jump up to level 22, and man. I one-shotted the next team. I was like, oh, here it comes. Sure enough, then so I one-shotted to get my pip. So I'm locked into 22 right the second, even if I lose. Then I got into the next one. They one-shotted me. I'm back to zero pips, but I'm still in 22. One-shotted the next team. It's just a ping-pong match. And I don't know if it's maybe my server or if it's just a generic bug or maybe the universe hates me. But that's my grind on PvP. So I was like, okay. I've got a decent team. I took a breath instead of overreacting or reacting to things and said, okay, I'm starting to find the pattern. It's just a kind of a grindy one.
Yeah, it totally is. There's got to be some middle ground for the streak pips, because I'm not getting any of those damn pips anymore. Even if I've got a streak, even if I'm staying within one bracket, you know, like – within four, you've got five pips or something.
Sure.
I should be, if I've got a streak of seven wins, I should be getting some bonus pips within that bracket, shouldn't I? Seems like it.
So the way the win
crossing brackets, I understand you don't get a streak bonus, but if you're staying within,
well, I thought the streak bonus was if you win three, then you start getting bonus wins, right? Three in a row.
Yes.
So you would have to have five pips to really see it, wouldn't you? Because technically, so even if you have four pips, you'd have to win three in a row, right?
I thought that if it's you're crossing into a Christabel says no win streak pip increase. No, I thought if you have the three wins and let's say your third win takes you into level four or rating
sure.
four, you shouldn't get a streak bonus there because you're crossing into a new rating.
A new rating
but let's
right.
say you win the next one and now that you have a win streak of four and you're within four, the bracket of four, you should get win streak pips.
I don't know. I am obviously confused.
Win streak pips shouldn't reset within.
Well, Kurtstable says no win streak pip increase. My understanding is that win streak is irrelevant right now.
It totally is. So, yeah, because there's no benefit. There's no pip benefit. It's messy. It's wrong.
Yeah. It took. There's still goodwill. Don't get me wrong. There's still a fun game. Still a good game going on.
Of course,
but
yeah.
For the hard. Straight feedback, not ugly, but the hard truth is there's a lot of goodwill that you built building this PvP style. No defensive losses is amazing. The fact that you can use multiple different teams is amazing. But that win streak, maybe find a different volume slider to make it a little bit better. But the win streak, I can see from a developer standpoint going, well, crap. If not that they would think about me specifically, but I'll just use me for example. If Charles could sit there and in an hour go from 25 to 10, then we've made this too easy. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I think there is a middle ground there though.
Yes,
that doesn't have to be black or white. But right now, there should be a win streak pip bonus, and there is none right now.
Yes.
Here's the thing though. So, okay, with 1.3.2 release, fix for autoplay being set to on by default when entering PvP after using autoplay in another part of the game. So there's exactly what we were talking about. So if you use autoplay in PvE and you go to PvP, it won't automatically be on by default. Thank goodness.
Yes.
That's the right way to do it. The other fixes are pretty, minor, some crash fixes, energy overfilling. So if you buy energy and you've already got some energy, then it should overfill, and it's not doing that right now. So anyway, a couple fixes for
Steampunk Cap. Four different fixes for Steampunk Cap.
Yeah,
which is fair enough because it was
one of them is just a text issue.
Yeah.
Another one is being buff being yeah. So anyway, so check it out. That's coming in release 1.3.2, which they're expecting to have out next week. So let's hope that it makes it. What I'd love to see in there is a fix to the way scouting points refresh. It wasn't as fast as we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
It's way too slow now.
I mean, Super Stewie says that PvP was fun, and now it's not. It's a grind. Yeah. Right in the Kiwi says PvP is a grind, but still prefer it to MAA. Absolutely. Well, I don't know if I prefer it to MAA, but I think ultimately it's still a better version of PvP than MAA. I will agree with that for sure. All right. We'll get some emails. Is there anything else we have to hit before we hit the emails?
No, let's jump into emails. Sounds good.
I'll let you have that one.
All right. Sure. First one comes to us from Commander Half Hill. Hello, FTH the Deuce. Can someone explain to me why the devs felt the need to change PvP in MA2? I got my team to 3 stars and level 30, and for the past 2 tournaments made it to Vibranium League each time. I thoroughly enjoyed PvP. Then came the changes. I started this tourney at level 15 and fought my way down to level 22. That was fun. Yeah. Then kept at it and eventually got back to 15. I tried fighting some matches today and made it back to level 16. So I think I'm done with PvP. When and if they get PvP fixed, I may try again. But for now, it simply is not worth it. I think many of the other changes have been fine, but why screw up PvP like this? Anyway, if you get Black Panther, then enjoy him.
So that was based off of the Black Panther one.
The previous PvP.
Yeah, which was had the bugs in the first few days. But his experience was exactly mine.
Yeah.
Except he got further up. No, I guess I did end up in 15. So we did finish about the same. It is better. It is better now for Deathlock, its daddy, to win him, Deathlock. So I thought it would be better, but y'all didn't laugh, but that's okay.
Yes. that was funny. Ha ha.
That's about as fun as PvP right now. Is that
right, exactly. I did make it into level 4 with Black Panther. So I did get Black Panther and a bunch of boxes. I only got a couple of his abilities. I didn't get the 3-star ability, unfortunately.
Somebody, they didn't write in, but it was on Twitter, hit us up and says, how come? This is what they said. I have no way to verify it, but it's like, how come I ended up in 23 for Black Panther and I still got Black Panther? It's like, I don't know, because I ended up in 15 and didn't get Black Panther. And
well, probably because they got, because you still have a chance of pulling him when you get one of those boxes.
One of the PvP boxes, canisters?
The tourney boxes. Yeah, the tourney canisters can have the tourney character in them as well. So that's pretty impressive because he only would have gotten one tourney canister.
Yeah.
And to pull Black Panther out of that one tourney canister is a pretty rare shot, but nice. Sells. Nice shooting, Tex.
Yeah, good on you. So Commander Super Stewie says it's 10:30 at night and I have to work in 7 hours. I'm still at level 19 in PvP. This game came out of the gate like a champ, then fell flat on its face, in my opinion. Before, it was just a matter of putting in the time to get S rank. Now, I want to pause where you're saying that. That's exactly right. Before, it was just a matter of putting in the time because everybody could achieve it as long as you focused and played. You had to level up your characters. You had to get a good team, but you could do it. All right. Back to his email. Now I'm stuck at level 19. Superior power cells gone and the gold reward cells of 2 to 5 for me. This game is like that uncle that was so cool until he got hooked on insert substance here. Now every time I see him, he asks for $5. And just like that uncle, I love you, MAA2, and I'll visit often, but you broke my heart and I just can't invest that much time and energy on something that aggravates and frustrates rather than fulfills and rewards. Oh, holy crap, this is like the best written email ever. This is capturing everything I want to say and in a very nice way and elegantly put, man. Super Stewie, you've come a long way from being our favorite troll to writing in a way that I can't even get this out of my mouth without just gushing over how you wrote. This is amazing. As for the show, I would listen if you did the local farm report. You guys are great, Paul, too. I care about you, MAA2. Call me if you ever complete rehab. Well, thank you for saying that about the show. And again, well said, sir.
All right. So accurate. Commander Dragoon wrote in, said, "G'day all, Commander Dragoon. Oh, g'day all, Commander Dragoon here, coming from the Down Under, where the deuce first dropped. By the sounds of it, a lot of people are having trouble with PvP. So for all those who are butthurt from last PvP, here we go, including all the people we just talked about.
Yeah.
I'm here to give you some PvP preparation help. Or
Preparation H?
Or PvP Prep H, for short, right.
Nice.
Don't trample on our emailer's jokes.
Sorry. I'm sorry I did. I stepped on his jokes.
Just kidding. ISO 8 setup and the asterisk mean star. Rule number one, use shards only. Here's the math. 3-star shards versus 4- and 5-star fragments. The stat bonus for 3-star shards, 331 plus 132 times 3 times 1.5 is 892.5. By the way, all this will be in the from the field email that goes out at the end of the week. Stat bonus for 4-star fragments, 208 times or plus 83 times 4 times 1.5 is 644. Stat bonus for 5-star fragments is still 208 times 83, 208 plus 83 times 5 times 1.5 for 727. As you can see, a 3-star shard still gives 170-point stat bonus that the 5-star fragment doesn't have. The difference only goes up by around 200 per star. If you had all 8 equipment slots as 5-star shards and then change them into 3-star fragments, you would gain a bonus of over 100 stat points. Exceptions to the rule. It's sometimes okay to have 1 or 2 fragments if it completes a key set bonus. Very, very true. Now, with your stats boosted, you're more likely to last more than one round, but some heroes are just born squishy and need some extra help. So there's some survival sets. Number one, the Veiled set. It's two slots. It starts each wave stealthy, and not being a target for a round means you're not dying for a round. Even better value on heroes that have a move with stealthy maneuver. Jeez. Number two, the Impenetrable. Take 50% less damage from attacks while you're above 90% health. So for anyone planning on no one hitting you, or anyone planning on hitting you, now has to work twice as hard. Also works well if you have healers to get you back up over the 90% mark. The Barricading. I love his little icons here. Gain a shield at 50% health. You don't need to say much about this one. Like Impenetrable, even better with healers. And Indomitable, which is the shield icon. You have a 20% chance to resist debuffs. Not only does this make it harder for the other team to get debuffs to stick and not been stunned, for some reason, when you have a debuff and you're hit with another attack that has a debuff, the first debuff has a chance to fall off too. Bug or intentional, you decide. Yeah, that's without a doubt, that's a great one. You definitely want to... I put the Indomitable, the shield debuff, on all of my characters regardless.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Rule three, must-have debuffs. Number one, Shield Breaker. By having this on at least one move, it can save you from having to do 1,000 points of damage. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I still have Wasp on my team, is that she has a Shield Breaker. Number two, Wounded or Bleeding. These dots, damage over time effects, are good for most bruisers with high defense, and bleeding is a great way for any heroes that have a lot of free attacks. I'm looking at you, Iron Fist and Star-Lord.
Again, Wasp. The same attack that does shield breaking does wounded.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Precise. Are you sick of Wasp dodging for days?
No.
Use moves with Precise. You'll find that once you make a good connected attack, she'll go down faster than a helicarrier in a Marvel movie. Thank you. Right. Dragoon, I'm glad you used that reference and not something something else. You. Most importantly, rule number four, have fun. If you're not having fun or just hit a bad run of losses, take a break and come back later. So I hope this PvP, Preparation H, will ease some of the symptoms of a bad PvP and will help you get more out of this game that has the potential of being greater than MA1. Cheerio, signed Dragoon. Yeah, totally. Totally agree with that.
So, I haven't seen Impenetrable. Like, okay, so when you place it on there, you know what it does. But I look for obvious in-game effects. Like, he's taking a lot less damage now. And I haven't seen Impenetrable work as fast and as hard as I anticipated it doing. Because it's take 50% less damage from attacks while above 90% health. But I still see my health go down pretty quickly.
It's good. You know, basically, it blocks that first attack because probably that first attack is going to take you below 90% health. But for that first attack, you're going to take half damage.
Okay.
That's probably why you're seeing stuff drop.
And I'm iffy on Veiled because it's per round, right? Well, PvP doesn't do rounds. Now, in rounds, it's great.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But per round, I do have... So what I do is I do have it on... Black Widow, because I have her attack that does 50% more damage.
Yeah,
she's ballerina.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I, although sometimes she'll get hit in a certain way that'll take Veiled off. It's like, well, how'd you do that? Stop it. but yeah, it's pretty cool. This is a good breakdown. Mm-hmm. All right. Last one for the day. Agent CK7 says, "Happy 4th of July. Hello, all. It's reinstated Commander CK7. I typed agent. I meant Commander. Is it just me or does Civil War Captain America look so sad?
Totally does.
Yeah. It looks like he lost his best friend. Something happened last night to me and there's no environmentals visible in the game. Environments invisible in the game. It's weird fighting in midair." he did send a picture. I sent a picture with it to you. I can only imagine how that conversation went afterwards. "Wait, why was I flying? You weren't flying. Don't lie to me. Drax, calm down. We go through this every day. Could be the purple man. Mysterio grabs a dossier. Why does this man have no head? Wear a bowl made for aquatic animals." Yeah, well, we don't get it either, really. let's see. Well, what do people think of Civil War Panther? Is he top cat or under cat? Tomcat? I don't know. I don't know anybody.
It's funny.
You got him, right?
I got him, but I haven't really used him because he's useless in PvP right now. And with me leveling, I mean, basically with me trying to get Angela and 1901 Captain America going, then I didn't mess with him.
Yeah. I think it's probably most people's experience. Like Agent 13, I was power leveling her until I got stuck at a level 20, I think. So I just got her past that, so I'm going to power level her up, and she was two PvPs ago. But I actually went up against the Agent 13 in PvP. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, she is good. Yeah. She gets a lot of turns, man. She's a turn monster.
Oh, my God. Age of Ultron, Hawkeye. I don't even know how he does it. I can't figure it out. But he'll take five turns at a time. I'm like, dude, obviously you did not go to public school and did not learn how to share. Stop it.
Okay.
Well, if you're not supposed to be able to see the Winter Soldier, if you've seen him, it's already too late.
I like that. Well said.
I've heard that Jeremiah Rogers is applying buffs to enemies and debuffs to allies. Well, he's kind of very over 100 years old, right? Plus, he's in a world that's insanely different than himself. Cut him a little slack. Which is part of the bugs that
they're
fixing.
That's part of that patch. Yeah, exactly.
Which there's another
Jeremiah
bug
Rogers
with that. When I log in, I like that. But when I log in, it'll come up with tasks. And then it'll go task. And I wasn't paying attention, so I hit view task each time the other day. And I got the view task. All right, close. Here comes the task again. Close. Here comes. So it worked. I was like, y'all are very excited about the new cap. I get that. Okay, back to him. I really like the little stories that they're doing for MAA2 Rogers with the Daily Bugle newspaper clippings. I'd love for them to do that with Knight of America. MAA2 would like to add more characters from the Steam universe. We've already had a perfect candidate for the new Steam-powered heroes in the form of Lady Spider. She looks amazing and would fit in with that group. Otherwise, I'd like to see a 1908 Wasp. Yes, I would like to wish for another Wasp into the game.
Crazy. You're a crazy man. Another Wasp.
Let me do this real quick. I just realized I didn't.
Yeah, you gotta do
it.
Formatting.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Where's the Wasp? Others? Well, who else but the Iron Man himself? A steam-powered Iron Man would be really cool to see. What about you? What other heroes would you like to see on Steam?
I don't want to see any more Iron Men or Captain Americas or Thors or Hulks for a while. I want new characters that aren't just versions of existing characters.
Honestly, the perfect candidates that aren't even in the game at all, the Fantastic Four Steampunk Edition. Three out of four of them would be perfect for that.
But Fantastic Four is the problem there.
No. The other F word is the problem. Fox. All right.
Doctor Strange. Give us a Doctor Strange in MA2. Don't wait for the movie. Just do it now.
Yeah. Punisher, just in general, and Steampunk Punisher. I think they could do a lot with Steampunk Punisher.
Steampunkisher. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You get the nameplate of Steampunkisher.
Steampunkisher.
All right. Punisher.
I don't know if it's a good name, but it's a name.
I like it. Punisher. Well, it's better than 1901 Captain America. Yeah. I mean, I get that they're doing Captain America Age of Ultron, Captain America Modern, Captain America. Knight America is even better than 1901. It's just cooler. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Punisher briefly became Captain America after Steve died in Civil War. Very briefly, but he appears in other media as a costume for Steve Rogers. Would be really easy to make him different and unique if they used stuff from his entire history, such as goblin gliders, pumpkin bombs, Pym particles, and, of course, his own arsenals. He even has a gun that shoots swords. Holy crap. See, this is why I love the Punisher. He comes up with the craziest things.
Yes, totally.
Either a more deadly gun-toting Captain Punisher, and give a picture or screenshot here, or a crazy prepared Punisher. And gave another screenshot.
So the Punisher Captain America could be Madcap. and this one, and you know what? This 1901, we should call it Steam Cap.
That's it. Steam. Nice. See, this is why I have multiple caps in the game, because the names just keep going.
Right.
So he responds back to something we said in the last show. He goes, no, I was talking about the $30 PvP sale. I'm pretty sure you could spend that and not get a PvP hero. I got an ability for a character I don't own from somewhere, so I don't know. That's what I was like. If I'm gonna drop $30 on a sale, I need to be guaranteed that hero. That's not cool. I don't know what the stats are, but that would be bad juju. But yeah, so when you go through the chapters, and there's a team up, a required character that you don't have, the spin at the end of that chapter will include a power for them, or the boss spin, something like that, will include a power. And you can't collect powers for heroes you don't have yet. And it'll just store. Because I got two powers for Spider-Man that way. And then when I finally recruited Spider-Man, they were there waiting on him. So I was able to put him right into his loadout and be done. So that's actually kind of a cool benefit. It's a little bit frustrating at first because you're like, I don't have Spider-Man. But then when you do have him, it's already there. So it's cool.
Yeah, totally.
About autoplay, I first thought, this is dumb. I'd never use that. And now I'm using it a lot more than I thought I ever would. Mm-hmm. That's all for now. Attachments area below. Yeah, so the attachments were in the email. I'm not sure if they'll make it into the post. We'll see. If I think about it, I'll get it into the post. Sometimes I rush through it, and I don't think about it.
Sure,
things.
Sure.
But other than that, oh, good timing. So you got anything else, sir, before we get done?
Oh, no, that was the last email. No, that's it. Enjoy your autoplay, and good luck with PvP, and hang in there.
Now, Teef does say, going back for a second, I think Precise might... I didn't know there was a Precise one now. I missed that totally. Precise might explain why a 3-star Nova was able to one-shot my Wasp in PvP.
Okay. No, it's. I think it's just a Precise ability. I don't think it's an precise. Ability?
It's not a crystal?
I don't think it's an EISO. Okay. I haven't seen a Precise EISO either.
All right. Well, good. Please no, because I'm already having a hard enough time. Black Widow no longer does extra damage with Stealthy. So there's one. There's one that she used to do damage across the board in Stealthy, and that was a mistake. Mm-hmm. But there is it's a one person attack, not an area attack. But there is one that specifically says only one power, but it specifically says 50% damage on Stealthy. And I have seen it do the bonus damage pop up over her head when I use it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Before you'd use Black Widow because you could just one shot the team because she did more damage because she was stealthy, period. There was one thing I was going to ask based off of this. Oh, yeah. So how the hell are you guys, because you've mentioned it too, but how are you guys seeing how many stars the other team has on PvP? Because when I highlight them, maybe it shows me the stars. Maybe I was thinking of rank or something or level. I can't see.
You can see stars. I don't think you can see level.
I can't see crystals for sure. I know that.
No, you can't see crystals. But you can see whether it's a 3 or 4 star character. Yeah.
All right. So there's that.
Just press and hold.
No, I get that part. We are going to get out. I'll let you get your voice modulator here. Again, for those of you who listen to the Deuce who don't listen to Classic, Ebbett and I are going to be in Chicago at a podcast movement this week, Wednesday through Friday. I'll be there Wednesday through Friday. Ebbett will be there on a Friday. If you'd like to meet up with us, it's from thehellcarrier@gmail.com. Keep your game on. Keep the emails coming in. We really love the discussion and the insight and everything else. Till then, we'll be back next week.
And with that, another deuce is in the can.